Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? It is Tuesday. Hope everyone is doing well. We're a day removed from MLK Day. Hopefully, everyone that had a 3-day weekend had a good 3-day weekend. Hopefully, everyone had a chance to enjoy and think back and remember the words of one of our nation's great leaders. Always good to talk about, always good to be remembered. Just remember that everyone should be treated equal, not just one day a year, but every day of the year. I always say, let's not just recite speeches, but let's make sure we're living with the words of peace and love at all times. Welcome to the Game Show. This is PLR. Hopefully everyone is doing well. We're brought to you, of course, by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. $49.91. Alma School, located in Chandler, Arizona. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get in there and let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you make. You also can become a club member because they do have lockers and a member's lounge. Your locker breaks right up to the humidor so your sticks never go bad. Buy them, leave them in there. And then when you come down, watch TV, relax, enjoy yourself, and enjoy your steaks that you purchase for 10% off because you mentioned PLR from the Cave Show. As Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School and Chandler Heights, that's 4991 Alma School in Chandler, Arizona. Our calling number is 917-889-7828. We do have a special guest calling. Probably about the next 7 to 8 minutes, Kiera Luck will be speaking to us. She's going to talk, of course, about bringing her because she has some words to say about LeVar Ball, the Ball family, what's going on with them. And very interested in her thoughts and what she has to say. So we will get to her in, like I said, about 7 to 8 minutes. 917-889-7828 is the call number. We do have a caller online ready for us. Thank you for calling the Cave Show. This is PLR. Who do we have online?
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou. I'm just going to be back.
Lou, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
All right. Well, let's start off with first up. Sunday, I had to be one of the most amazing finishes I think we'll ever see in NFL history, maybe even football history.
That was absolutely incredible. You know, Lou, I was working at the Suns game, and
yes.
I had to go upstairs for tip-off, and it was literally just before New Orleans kicked their game-tying field goal. When I say literally, I mean they were coming on the field and lining up, and as I was walking upstairs, I heard the meeting room say, you know, yeah, oh, cool, they hit it. We get upstairs, and, you know, the national anthem and everything plays, and sit down, and I hear do you believe that? Did you hear what happened? Do you believe that? And I look over and you know, back in the old days, you go to a sports website, but nowadays you go to Twitter. And I went to Twitter, looked it up, and sure as heck, there it was. I was stunned just like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, you think with 25 seconds left, I mean, you think the Saints had it all wrapped up, and then this happens, and like, oh, my.
Crazy.
Sick is a better word.
Outside of that finish, obviously, and I know that the finish itself was shocking. How shocked were you, though, at Jacksonville going into Pittsburgh and winning 45-42?
I'm not too surprised because, like I said, you know, without being how Bram was going to be, I didn't know how much they were going to have a chance to win. But it turned out to be a very competitive game.
Did.
So yes, I am disappointed by the loss, but I'm not too terribly surprised. But Bell
you know
had a great game.
You know what's really funny is that I'm not surprised at the end of the day that they lost. What does surprise me is some of the calls that they made. Offensive coordinator calls, the fourth down pitch calls, some of those things I guess are surprising to me because I guess after all these years, you always expect Pittsburgh to be a little bit more on point, a little bit more sharp.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let's say one thing.
Yes, sir.
Onside kick with over 2 minutes to go, no, not a smart move.
Yeah, the onside kick call. Yeah. Other games, real quick, New England. For a second, at 7 or 8, you thought, well, maybe.
But no more.
For a second. Nah, that's about it. You know, it's amazing, though, and I'm not a New England basher like a lot of people are, but I will say it always amazes me that it seems like every call and every bounce just goes their way. I'm not saying that there's any preferential treatment. It's just it always amazes me how every call that's a 50-50 call happens to go their way. Just like I said, just saying. And then we talked about Philadelphia. They found a way.
They always do.
You know, Philadelphia found a way. It wasn't fancy. It wasn't pretty. But they found a way.
Well, pretty ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what works for them. And that's how, if they're going to beat Minnesota, they're going to have to be just as ugly to do it.
Yeah. And, of course, as I refer to it as the Coyotes, I know it's Coyote Ugly. Oh, boy.
Hey, gnaw that arm off, my friend, and keep it moving.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, only 26 points at the season, you know, it's not very comforting, is it?
No. But you know what? I understand it's going to be just as cold in Philly. They may get a little bit of snow.
No.
So it's not.
I meant Arizona. You know, from the Coyotes. You know, only 29 points at the season at this point in the season. That's rather low.
Oh, I got you. When you said Coyote Ugly, I thought you meant the movie where they always say you gnaw the arm off.
Well, I based the Arizona Coyotes from that Coyote Ugly. You know, the Coyotes. Coyote Ugly.
Yeah,
all right,
we
can't play on words. I know. I can hear the booze. I can hear the booze.
Yeah. No,
I write my own jokes, folks.
That's a good thing, huh?
I ad-lib a lot. Now, anyway, I won't take up too much. You know that in this day and age, how all the college football athletes seem to want to go pro and think, well, the sooner I do, the sooner I can make the money. Well, this time we have a bit of a reversal effect.
Yeah.
Case in point, Bryce Love, who was the runner for the Heisman, is gonna stick with Stanford for his senior year.
I know that shocked me, especially
like
after
that.
The high ankle sprain and all that stuff. That really shocked me because you would think he would say, "Hey, I'm not gonna take any more chances." But you know what? The kid wants to stay.
Well, he's doing what he should be doing, which is, like, you know, finishing his education, and I think that's the most important thing of all.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to tell you, Lou, if my kids are juniors and they're in college and you go to college to graduate to make a boatload of money or do something you love to do, I would tell them, go do your thing. You got X amount of hours left. I have no issue with you going back to school with $20 million in the bank in the summertime getting your degree. As opposed to saying, well, you know what, the next summer, you hurt that ankle and you're not going to have anything in the bank, and Dad's still going to be paying for that college tuition.
Yeah.
So, we'll
stay
see. But good for the kid. If that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants
stay
to do, and more power to him. Yep.
Exactly.
Hey, Lou, tomorrow, there is no show. I'm going to be on assignment tomorrow, but we'll be back on Thursday. So, just want to give you a heads up. So, tomorrow we will not be here. Yes, sir. I will be on assignment tomorrow and back to it on Thursday and Friday.
All right, good.
So plenty of time to get those picks in for the weekend.
Yeah, even though there's only two games. But, hey, there may be fewer, but they're just as important.
And maybe. Exactly, my friend. Exactly. Well, I hope to talk to you for sure on on Thursday, and I hope you have a good Wednesday and have a good day day in between.
All right, Paul. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Great friend of the program, Lou. Always love him when he calls in. Yeah, look, if Bryce Love wants to come back, then, you know, good for him. Good for him if he wants to go back to Sanford. Just, folks, just notice, I still think Blake Bortles is still a terrible, terrible quarterback. But he didn't play terribly. Does that make sense? He's a terrible quarterback that didn't play terrible. And good for them. You know what? Actually, I'm not picking that game yet, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to root for Jacksonville. I am going to root for Jacksonville. A lot of craziness in hoops. The one good thing about MLK that you can always count on, a lot of great basketball games. I didn't personally want to stay up to watch the Clippers play the Rockets. I'm glad I ended up watching the Clippers play the Rockets. The Clippers, I'm going to tell you what, they just don't like Chris Paul. I'm being honest with you. As a team, they just don't like Chris Paul. I want to find out one day what the real story is, but you could tell they just don't like him. Like, Griffin doesn't like him. We already knew that. Austin Rivers doesn't like him. We already knew that. But they don't like him to the point where the Rockets actually found a way to lose to the Clippers, or rather the Clippers found a way to really just beat and destroy the Rockets at home. And you just don't usually see that. We had Rockets using the secret tunnel, letting Clint Capella knock on the door, the actual locker room door, to distract so the other guys can get in, Trevor Ariza and Chris Paul and James Harden, so they could possibly come to fight. Just ignorant stuff, and Rockets should be fined, or someone should be suspended. That's just dumb. You can't do that kind of stuff. That's just bad. That's bad business. Plus, we already know basketball guys, they don't really want to fight anyway. So, should be some fines coming from that. The Cavs lost to the Warriors. I don't know why this is news anymore. The Cavs aren't as good as the Warriors. The Cavs aren't as good as the Celtics right now. The Cavs aren't as good as the Raptors right now. They can't beat one of the top teams. They're not a good team in terms of the other great teams. It's not anymore. And you know, I've said it here, you know, at the end of the day, don't count out LeBron. He'll probably find a way. And I'm guilty of saying that too. But you know what? Maybe I'm wrong, because good teams make them look old and slow. You got the Cavs fighting with each other. You know, there are Cavs that are saying LeBron holds the ball an extra second, you know, looking for the perfect pass, maybe the perfect assist. You don't have rim protection. Tristan Thompson is playing a little bit more, but is he being showcased to be traded? It's crazy in Cleveland. And this is still a winning team, but they're not good against winning teams. So I honestly don't know. I know this. I'm not going to be surprised if the Cavaliers are on the outside looking in, and then what does LeBron do? Unless he can facilitate a trade to the Warriors, I think we may have seen the last LeBron James finals. But what do I know? I just watch basketball all the time, and I go to a whole bunch of Suns games. And by going to a bunch of Suns games and working a bunch of Suns games, believe me, I know bad basketball when I see it. With that said, joining us on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one only sports personality, TV personality, one of the best journalists in the game. She's truly a superstar. Glad to call her a friend. We usually only get her like once every 3 to 4 months, but this is a special day because I had to find a defender of this family, and I don't know anyone that capes up for the Ball family like the one, the only, Kira Luck. Kira Luck, welcome to the program.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? I saw your Instagram post for my sisters, the AKAs and our founder day, and I was thinking it must be an incredible few days because she recognized in great form those intelligent, lovely, beautiful sisters of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, all that knowing that she was coming on the show hosted by an Alpha the day of MLK Day. We all know Martin Luther King is an Alpha, and it's amazing how it always goes back to Alpha Phi Alpha, the first of the first, and it's the most beautiful thing. And I was like, wow, she must really be just loving life right now, to be just surrounded by all this great cool and coldness, ice coldness of
Oh
alphas everywhere.
my God. Lord have mercy. Is it like a requirement for alphas to have this type of attitude whenever they like cross? Like I'm beginning to see a pattern here.
I'm not sure what you're speaking of.
This arrogance, this ego that you all have. I feel like that's a requirement these days.
Well, you know what? One, I call it confidence, not
Oh,
ego,
okay.
confidence, because when you're the first of the first, and you have three other fraternities that have emulated and looked up to you and wanted to do something, but a lot of fraternities, and I don't want to pick on them because I love Q. Q, my boy, a lot of boys are Qs, but when you have Kappas and you have Sigmas that probably come either an Alpha or an Omega, so they had to kind of do their own thing. It's a lot of burden to bear to for them to look up to. So we
I
just do
get
our
it.
best.
Excellent.
So now there is this other fraternity before I ask you about the Ball family. I'm not sure if I've ever heard of them. I Thota, I Mota, Emota. I'm not sure,
cannot
but
believe you
I've
today, Paul. I cannot believe you today. I can't.
I'm
I
just,
can't.
I once had a grade 8 t-shirt, and so I fully recognized them all, but I saw their jacket. It was like, is it Emota, Theta, Meta, Iota, Meta, Mai?
I have got to find you an Iota who talks sports so I can bring him up here. Like I have to. I have to. I need for them to come up here and just show you out.
So
I
they
have
do
to.
exist. They do
They
exist.
do exist. There are some great
All
men
this
of
time,
Iotas out there.
really, all this time I thought they were like Bigfoot. I've heard of it, but
But
I didn't know they
I
actually
can't.
existed.
I hope. You know what? I'm gonna put on Facebook and I'm looking for one, and put them on your show.
I think you should because I didn't know they existed. I always thought, like I said, I thought they were like Bigfoot. You've heard tales of them, but no one's ever seen one. So, yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like to meet one. Now, there's just one, though, right? Or is there more than one?
I cannot believe you, Paul.
I just asked. I just asked. I'm sorry. I when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Like I said, I'm gonna have to call my uncle who pledged back in 72 and tell him they really are around, because he didn't believe it either. So we're wrong, I guess. With that
I
being
gotta find
said,
one. That's my next mission. I just posted it on my Facebook and I hope someone responds.
I hope they do too. And hey, make sure you're not being catfished, because they may not really exist. With that being said, I have to ask you. All right, I'm going to give you my take on LeVar Ball, then I'm going to shut up and let you go for it. I had no problem
Okay.
with everything that he had done to a point. I love that you speak it into existence. I thought he was funny. I thought he was charismatic. I thought that he did a good job getting his son to where he did. I thought he did a good job with his other son. I don't talk about people and their parental skills. Not my business what you do in your house. They seem like a very tight-knit family, all for one, one for all. I think there are two things that bother me really badly. When his son got in trouble in China and his son got punished by UCLA, I have an issue with him saying the punishment was too harsh, because in life, as an adult, when you do dumb things, And as a kid, when you do dumb things, your punishment is kind of what makes you better than what you did, the action that you took. And I think that maybe you should let him serve that punishment, because in all honesty, he's really not a good basketball player. And so and pulling your high school kid out and sticking him in Lithuania, that's that part, that's on you. But I think there's going to come a time where Lonzo Ball, and this is from me talking to some NBA players that have told me straight up, he's going to have to tell his dad to shut up. Because if he doesn't start to tell his dad to shut up, we're going to tell his dad to shut up. And that's not going to be a pretty thing. Floor is yours.
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start? So what are you asking me? What am I defending?
Not just defending, do you think that it's time for him to shut up when it comes to Lonzo Ball and the Lakers?
Somewhat, yes. I do think it's causing – you know what? Honestly, I don't know if Lonzo has a problem with it. You know, Lonzo, the kids never really speak out. The only person that seems to be really bothered – and I don't even think he's really bothered. It's Luke Walton, maybe. Like, no one from the Lakers really says anything other than, you know, he needs to be a little less judgmental, and he needs to, you know, quiet down a little bit concerning the Lakers. But none of the players seem to have any type of resentment to Lonzo, nor does management. So I don't know exactly. Because without Lonzo, they're not really that great. But with Lonzo in, it's a whole different team. So you can't say that Lonzo doesn't make a difference for the Lakers, because he absolutely does. I do think LeVar should probably tone it down a bit and maybe focus. He has too much going on at one time. He has his boys in Lithuania. He has Lonzo with the Lakers. And then he's trying to build, you know, the brand, the big baller brand. Then he's trying to build this big baller brand development league. Like, it's a lot going on. And maybe if he step back a little and build those up, that's what I want him to do. I don't want him to change his personality. I don't want him to be any less aggressive. But maybe a little bit on these areas and fix them before talking out loud, if that makes sense. Because I've heard the baller brand has had some complaints. As far as the shoes being made, they're not really good. Customers aren't really happy. Yeah, I'm going to need them to think that.
You're being polite on that, some complaints. Big Ball rang out of F. But it better be a business deal. They sent someone an email that complained and told them they were a little baller. A complaint email went to them, and they responded, "You're complaining because you're a little baller." If you dial the customer service number, it goes to a voicemail box that says the voicemail box is full. People have gotten the wrong shoes. Big Baller Brand is not good. Now, I will say this. I think ESPN can report whatever the hell they want to report. I think coaches are too sensitive, and they need to shut the hell up.
Absolutely.
Because if a radio guy tells them, if a radio guy says, "I think this coach should be fired," they say nothing. But because LeVar Ball says it, then all of a sudden it's a bad thing. I think Van Gundy, I think Carlisle, I think even Karanis are too damn sensitive. Shut up. You do your job. And if you don't want to give a halftime report so you can answer two questions to Van Gundy, who really gives a crap? You're not going to say anything. Those questions aren't that pertinent to the game anyway. So shut up. That's coach. Just coach.
Agreed.
Don't tell a journalist what they can write and what they could print. If you want to do that, then you go to Lithuania and you coach one of those basketball teams. But that's not what we do here. So
I agree. I didn't like how – I think it was Steve Kerr, Stan Van Gundy, and someone else was upset and called for credentials. Like, really? You're really going to take a reporter's credential because they interviewed LeVar Ball? That's a bit much.
Yeah, if that was the case, the Suns would tell me never to come back, because I once said, I was watching a game, and I said, Booker looked like Kobe Bryant back in the day, and the lineup on the floor with him is just a bunch of smush Parkers. And I felt like Booker should take every shot, because it's either him or these smush Parkers on the floor with him. So are they going to get upset? You know, so does that mean they get upset and say, well, we'll pull your credentials? You know, you just don't do that. you have to let the press be the press. Whatever story.
Right.
Because what people are forgetting is ESPN, they bring you sports, but they bring you sports that people want to watch because they're in it to make money. You don't see ESPN running nightly stories on drag racing because nobody gives a damn about drag racing. So let's be honest. If they said a drag racer should be fired, you won't have a whole bunch of people, oh, I can't believe it. Nobody gives a damn. But do what you do. You're a journalist. You have a right to say what you want and write what you want.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
So you know what? I thought you were going to give it to me, but I want him to shut up, but I don't want him to shut up. Kiara, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It makes perfect sense. It really does. It does. But, again, if you keep giving him a platform, he's going to keep being, you know, a star. Like, if you stop interviewing him and stop giving him the platform, he can't say anything unless he's on Facebook, which if you have not seen the LeVar or the Ball Family Facebook show, you're missing out on great TV. That TV show would change your perception of LeVar Ball. How he just takes
really?
Care of his family. Absolutely. So, you know, his wife had a stroke. And,
right.
you know, it scared the family for a minute. They had a speech therapist and all this. And he told them, no, I want to take care of my wife. I'll do everything for her. Like, he's teaching her how to speak again. He's teaching her, you know, how to walk on her own again. He's hired his brothers as security. Like, it's all family. Like, it's the best show ever because you just see how normal they are and how much he really loves his family. Like, it's just, it's amazing. I love them. That will really change your perspective. You have to watch one episode.
All right, I'll watch one episode. But that's why I said I never, ever say how someone should raise their kid. I never will say that because they all seem like very well-mannered young men. They're very polite. And the one thing that he has taught them, and I don't really care what anybody says, he taught them to be a family, and that family sticks together no matter what.
Right.
And that part I absolutely love. They don't turn on each other. They don't say anything about each other. Lonzo Ball does a great job of deflecting. And I thought it was unfair that people said, well, you know, he didn't really stand up. Well, you know, that's still his dad. At the end of the day, that's still his father. And I do think there comes a time where, and I agree with Kyrie Irving, who's also very close with his father, where he said there comes a point, though, where you got to say, dad, you got to back off a little bit and let me be a man and do my own thing and handle my situation. And I do think that day is going to come, and I don't think that's disrespectful, because there's going to come a day where my son's going to look at me and say, dad, I got this one. And I know it's coming. I don't think it's there yet, but I do think that day will come. I'm wondering if that day is closer rather than further down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he probably
we'll find
does
out.
That in closed doors. I'm sure they do it behind closed doors, but I'm sure he's taught them in front of the camera, we're a united front. If you have something to say to me, say it at home or just call me. Like, you know, don't ever make me look stupid, you know, in front of the camera. I want to do that to my dad. If I love my dad, we'll talk after the TV show. But,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We're united together, yeah.
Well, look, I know we got a couple minutes left. Just so you know, my son, you'll appreciate this one. He had his Cam Newton jersey on a couple weeks ago. When Cam Newton lost the game, he literally said he did not want to watch another football game the rest of the day. And I looked over and I said, son, are you crying? He said, no, it's just dumb because they should have won this game. He was visibly upset with his Cam Newton jersey on. And he put it back on a couple days later and said, that's still my guy. I'm still going to wear this jersey. So I thought you'd like that one.
Smart. I'm just so proud of him. They definitely should have won that game.
They should have.
It was. I'm just happy. Look, let me tell you, the Saints and the Falcons losing in heartbreaking games was the best present I think I've gotten in a while. I wanted them to lose so bad, and they did. And it made it even better because with Sean Payton, whenever they kicked that field goal and like the Saints were up by one, and Sean Payton just had that little smirk he always does, and he was like, boom. Like, he just knew it was over. And, man, Casey threw that touchdown. Diggs got it. Man, I was in the hotel lobby room screaming everywhere. Like, I was a huge fan of him. It was, people looking at me like I was crazy, and I'm like, y'all don't understand. Sean Payton had that smirk, like, he won. And he had, like, the jagger.
Snatched away.
Snatched away. Just like that in 25 seconds.
Now, I know that we usually do for our call in February, so this isn't an interrupted call. I just want to let you know, because we write about that every 3 months. But I wanted to get you to weigh in, and then I also want to talk to you about your appreciation of Alpha Alpha Fraternity. I'm sure you have a deep appreciation for that as well. And so you got to February to find this you got to February to find one, please. So I appreciate you coming on. Tell everyone how they can get a hold of you.
You guys can all follow me at QUIERRA_LUCK on all my social media platforms. And I cannot wait until we do our NCAA, our brackets. That I look forward to that every year with you, Paul, doing our brackets.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready because this year I got a horse in the race. Arizona State playing a little basketball. So I got a horse in the race this year.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
All righty. Well, you know that's coming up, and I appreciate you as usual. And I'm just out there.
Oh, goodbye.
Have a good. I had to hit her with that out the door. Listen, everyone, have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, fan page, and Twitter at SportsCaveKK. You get us at thesportscave.com. Always with the K. You get me and PLR on sports on Twitter. Until tomorrow, thank you, Kara Love, for calling in on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Thanks for you. Thank you for calling in. Everyone, make sure you're back. Thursday, there is not a show tomorrow. Everyone, have a great day. Talk to you then. This has been the K Show with PLR.
I am a vision, and I can see clearly if anybody asks you who I am.